You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Out of all the stories we've done on the show, what's your favorite company promotion that we've ever talked about?
On our show?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Anything where I get stuff for free.
Oh, no, mine for sure was JCPenney's when they did the ship your pants.
Oh, we were just watching that.
That was a funny one.
We watched it on my stream
last
night.
That will always be my favorite.
That's a legendary one.
One hit kind of close to home for you.
I just shipped my pants.
Yeah. I just shipped my drawers and it was very convenient.
But there's been some cool promotions. Like in 2012, Red Bull had that record-setting jump from outer space with Felix. It's Baumgartner,
remember that?
Tom Cruise is like, I could do better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in 2015 in Sydney, Australia, IKEA did a big sleepover where customers could spend the whole night inside the store.
Oh my gosh, I forgot we talked about that.
And there's been a ton of like Airbnb promotions too.
Yeah.
Lots of successful
company promotions. And Pizza Hut just announced that it's going to be celebrating the next solar eclipse happening on April 8th with a special pizza deal called Total Eclipse of the Hut.
Oh my God, the pun is so good.
And it's a pizza pie like a moon pie.
And there's really not a whole lot to it, other than the name change for a song that's 50 plus years old. But as part of the deal, Pizza Hut's going to be offering large pizzas for $12 a piece.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's actually really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird because last month they were only $11, so I don't know what they're up to.
Wait a minute.
But I guess with this one, you can create your own with up to 10 toppings on it. That's a lot.
They're not just doing cheese or pep for 12?
Yeah, I thought it was a pepperoni thing.
10 toppings you can put on it, and anytime you get one delivered, the delivery guy has to play this song for you off of his phone.
Yes.
And you have to look up and stare directly into the eclipse as you eat it.
Oh my gosh.
Been done before.
Yeah, so I think it would be a better promotion if they made special pizza boxes where you could cut out two eye holes and look at the eclipse through it. That would be cool.
I kind of like saving money and putting lots of toppings on my pizza better than that.
Yeah. You could still put a lot of toppings on it, but just afterwards turn it into like special goggles.
I'm going to just bite the pepperonis.
That's why you're not in promotions anymore.
Yeah.
Had that job for a minute.
No.
They didn't want you. So.
Our job is to just sit here and get electrocuted with a dog shock collar while answering trivia questions the wrong way. So let's stick to what we're good at. Digital Jake, give it to us.
The 1960s was a decade that changed the world.
Yeah.
During that 10-year span, the first man landed on the moon.
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
stop it.
We haven't proved it yet.
Yes, we have.
McDonald's sold their first Big Mac.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Wow. Yeah.
And Brooke got her first consensual kiss from a non-family member.
Oh.
I was not alive in the 60s.
It was a second cousin, so it didn't count.
You guys are such jerks.
1960 was also an important year for entertainment when the very first star was laid down on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for filmmaker Stanley Kramer.
It was in the 60s of that?
Now the Walk of Fame features over 2,700 different stars, honoring the greatest names to ever come through Hollywood. And today, you'll be tested on a few of them during a special Tinseltown edition of Plenty of 20.
All right.
Now, today we're playing the classic edition of Plenty of 20. I have the top 20. Actually, there's only 19. Fictional characters that have their star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Fictional.
Now, if they're fictional, that means they could be animated. Keep that in mind. And also, the silver save is in play if you guess the number one answer on my list. So let's start with Alexis. Alexis, tell me a fictional character who has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay, I'm gonna go the easy one, Mickey Mouse, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Mickey Mouse, number one answer on my list. He got a star in 1978.
That's pretty late.
We're over to Brooke now.
Okay, I actually love the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Really?
We go a lot.
Every time we're in LA. Been to it.
A lot of urine on that street.
There is. Yeah. It's very dirty. It's a very dirty area. I'm going to go Betty Boop.
Betty Boop is not on my list, Brooke. We're moving over to Jose.
No.
Jose, everything but Mickey Mouse is on the board.
I'm nervous because of Betty Boop. I think it's a safe answer. Oh, man. I have cartoons and I have regular people. What do I do,
No,
Jake?
It's only fictional.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it can't be a regular person. That would prove Brooke wrong. I'm going to go Chewbacca.
Oh.
Chewbacca. Oh.
It's not a regular person.
Yeah.
It's a fictional person.
Chewbacca, not on my list in front of me, Jose. I'm sorry.
He doesn't even have, like, any lines.
Regular
famous.
Joe Chewbacca.
All of them are on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Okay.
Jeffrey, it's your turn.
Oh, you should do the obvious one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the obvious one who just won another Oscar, Godzilla.
Godzilla, number 10 on my list, Jeffrey. He got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2004.
The new Godzilla
just won another Oscar.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. They just
for being amazing, Brooke. How dare you?
I haven't seen it. Was it really good?
I don't know, but
it was incredible. It was the first Oscar for Godzilla ever.
Hey!
Alexis!
What about, does Harry Potter have a place there?
Sure, do
it. It's fictional.
Are you sure about that?
That's pretty good. Harry Potter?
It's so new.
But the books came out in like 96 or 94 or something like that.
And
it's
nobody,
not that new.
Nobody read them. It was only until the
Everyone
movie started coming
them.
Out
I'm
that anybody
with that.
Paid
I have
attention.
A same thing anyway. So,
I wonder.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter is not on my list, but Alexis getting Mickey Mouse. She has a silver save, so she's still in it. We're back to Jeffrey.
Okay, give me the family that's been on TV for like 30-some-odd years. Homer Simpson.
There we go.
The Simpsons. That's number two on my list. They got a Hollywood star in the year 2000.
Altogether,
The Simpsons entirely. I'll count that as number two on the list.
We're back to Alexis. I have number three, Alexis. It's pretty obvious.
Let's go Minnie Mouse.
Okay. Minnie Mouse, number four on the list. 2018, 40 years after Mickey, she got her star.
Wow.
Back to Jeffrey.
Okay, sticking with the cartoon angle, give me Donald Duck.
Donald Duck, number 17 on my list. Back to Alexis. Next wrong answer loses.
I know me too.
Well, let's go Daisy Duck then, if Donald's got one.
Daisy Duck, not in the top 20.
Daisy always gets a shout.
Not say Bugs Bunny.
Other names on the list, Bugs Bunny, Kermit. Also, I would have given you any other Muppets as well. Snoopy, Snow White, Winnie the Pooh, Shrek. Jose, a real fictional person, Pee-wee Herman,
has
his own star. Tinkerbell, the Rugrats, Big Bird, and Alvin and the Chipmunks were also on. Some others who do not have a star yet, but are hopeful someday include Garfield.
Oh, that makes sense.
Pink Panther. Goofy.
Oh.
King Kong.
Okay.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
The Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Hood. Superman and Batman.
Ooh, I feel like you're reading this list to elementary school kids right now.
Very slow. I am.
We're all wearing for Halloween.
Very slow and enunciate.
Okay, well, since I got it right, I get to choose who gets shocked. And it's definitely going to be Brooke for her answer of Betty Boop.
Betty Boop was a solid answer.
So she's going to be getting shocked while singing Mickey by Tony Basil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know the clapping.
I did not put the clapping on the lyrics, Jeff. Yeah, that was entirely her.
Wow. I knew what to do, Brooke. I knew the assignment.
That's your shot caller question of the day. We got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.